I'm sorry, you're fired. Get out of here.
Boom! Some people are finding out today that the real world is not social media, and you can't go around wishing for the death of people that you disagree with because they got mean tweets. As a lot of people are, you could say, fucking around and finding out. I got a whole bunch of these, by the way. They are pouring in, and I don't think that this is going to end anytime soon. You got a whole bunch of fire chiefs and nurses and professors. And they all wished death upon Trump and Trump supporters. Then they went to work today and they found out that they were fired. Boom! You're fired. Now, we got to talk about this for a second because some idiots are going to say, I thought you were against cancel culture. First of all, even if I was against cancel culture, you idiots on the left-hand side changed the rules of the game. Right? Don't be upset that we're going to hold you accountable and responsible to the new rules that you've implemented. Beyond that, this isn't even cancel culture. Cancel culture is a political weapon designed by Marxists. It's an unequal application of societal norms in order to suppress political opposition. Right? Hillary Clinton, that fat chick from Georgia, all these people questioning elections forever, it's totally fine. You question the 2020 election, you fired, you silenced, you demonetized, you kicked off of YouTube, right? Nobody's for medical experimentation. Oh, wait, no. Now lefties and the political establishment regime is for medical martial law. And if you question it, you're silenced, you're fired, you kicked off of the same social media platforms, right? These people are not engaged in full faith arguments, right? That's cancel culture. That's a political weapon. That is to stomp humanity and usher in tyranny. I'm against all of that. What you have here is a bunch of psychopaths. It's a bunch of psychopaths. If you go on social media and you are cheering on an assassination attempt of Donald Trump and the killing of a dad and the injuring of two other people, fuck you. You can't pretend that you're surprised that you got fired from your fucking job. But that's what these people are finding out over here. Here's this fire chief in Pennsylvania. What do you say? Let's go take a look a little to the right next time, please. And this guy comes in and goes, whoa. That's a whole new level of low to wish death upon somebody. He's not only one in my life that I wish death upon. All right? Again, this is a fire chief. You are tasked and paid to make sure that people don't die. And here you are hoping that people die that you don't like, right? Because of their political persuasion. And you just got fucking fired. This guy tried saying that he was hacksword. Hacksword. That blonde old blump broke into his cell phone and posted all of those tweets. And then came back and responded to people going, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You doubled down. And so he's going to immediately resign as fire marshal and fire chief. I acknowledge that it was a stupid mistake, and I should have thought before I posted it. See, this is the problem with you lefty goofballs. You've been so insulated in this bullshit world created by a bunch of propagandists like Brian Stelter that you thought it was fine to essentially call for the death of President Trump. You've been held... There's been such a lack of accountability from the left-hand side that they've been breaking the law and committing crimes openly and flagrantly for so long that when you just hold them accountable for shit that we already got on the books, they think it's cancel culture. They think that it's unfair. It's not unfair. It's illegal. It's always been illegal. All right? Here's another one. Here's a dude was an employee of Raycon. What do you have to say? He said, hey, rednecks, the next shooter isn't going to miss. This was just to get your attention. Again, I'm not saying this, Secret Service, right? Joe Biden's scumbag Department of Justice. I'm not saying any of this. I want Joe Biden arrested. I want Jen Psaki arrested. I want my political enemies arrested for the actual fucking crimes that they're committing. I want them to spend a long time in prison. I want all of these caviar fuckers and yacht owners to spend the rest of their shit fucking bag life in a small, cold cell eating gruel. That's what I want. I ain't calling for political violence. I'm calling for arrest. This guy's crazy. He's crazy. The rest of this tweet's crazy. If I read the rest of this tweet, I would get arrested. He posted this. He thought that was a good idea. And he goes, hey, my Facebook page. Oh, this is the guy that said he was Hacksword. It was subject to hacking, just like yours. I did not write the offensive post. I wasn't even awake for cereals. Oh, my God. I don't now, or I've never condoned violence against any living person. Well, except for when you did. Right? And then here's Rayson. We're aware of the post made this morning. This dude is not working for us anymore. He doesn't represent our racing community, our sponsors, or partners. His relationship has been terminated. Well, that's a shame. That's a shame. And then here's another dude. This is from Amir King. Too bad it didn't hit him square and popcorn. Lols, this is funny. It's funny. Then he doubles down. Oh my God, Viv. Somebody reported my post. Lols is fuck you. And then this dude, again, fired. He's been fired, and he's all upset. He's like, hey, man, please accept my resignation from the firehouse. I can't do this. This is beyond anything that should ever happen. I've been threatened. My family. I don't want any of these people threatened. I just want you arrested. I just want you arrested. You went out there, and you threatened the leading presidential candidate. You threatened somebody who represents 80 plus million people. You were celebrating that Donald Trump got shot. Fucking insane. And you're surprised that people were upset about this? Again, you shouldn't be threatening this man's family. You shouldn't be threatening him. We should just arrest him. I'm sorry to everyone who's currently affected by this. I'm ashamed that I brought this upon you. I've already lost several people extremely close to me. I expect to lose more. Well, because you're insane. What you said was insane. And you doubled down. You doubled down on it. And so these are gonna continue to pile up. A bunch of people were saying the world's craziest shit. And again, you're not being fired because of your politics. You're being fired because you're psychopaths. You're sociopaths. You want death of your political enemies. You're surprised that you've been fired? You're surprised that people were upset by this? You're surprised that people shared your post? You made these posts public. You wanted this attention. Well, you got this attention, and now you've been fired, and this will continue. You can't have a nurse, right? You got a whole bunch of these lefty fucking TikTok nurses who would rather dance than help you, and they're cheering on the death of somebody. You can't be a nurse and then also publicly run around saying, hey, more than half of this country, I want them dead because I don't like their politics. Fucking insane. Absolutely insane. Well, I guess you can say it, but don't be surprised that you get fired. No hospital wants this fucking heat. What if a conservative dies under your watch? Now that hospital's like, well, hold on a second. This woman's been saying that she wants Republicans dead. And now my loved one, who's a Republican, is dead. That's a weird coincidence. Fucking, just logistically, logically thinking. Again, these people aren't logical, and that's why they're fucking lefties. And that's why they're all getting fucking fired for these stupid posts. Well, there's the attention that you ordered, idiots. How'd that work out? Holy shit, these are just flying in. They're just flooding absolutely in, and it's glorious. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, supporting this crazy channel. You're going to get to date on lefties fucking around on Twitter and finding out. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.